Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, it's an elite program. It's the best organization in the league. We do everything the best, and we're still on an upward trajectory after winning two Stanley Cups in a row and three Stanley Cup finals in a row. So it's incredible. Like, it's I'm so proud of that because I've been here for it, and yeah, it's amazing. I can't say much else about it.
Aaron Ekblad there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. We've been talking a lot about this guy and what he has put together. Oh, my gosh. Bill Zito, the Florida Panthers general manager, now two-time Stanley Cup champion. Bill, I can't even imagine what it was like up there with everybody in your organization, looking at a couple hundred thousand people on the beach. What was that like?
It was really cool. Like, you know, that's kind of a silly word to use, but it's appropriate in this instance. I don't know if you had occasion. Did you see the Coast Guard video from the helicopter?
Yes, it was unbelievable.
That was unreal. Like, but you know, the interesting thing about it was it didn't feel. We were in the parade in Cleveland when we won it in the American League with the Cavs. And like, no, there was over 1 million people and no one really knew.
Right.
Kind of, you know, who's the minor league hockey? They're here to see LeBron. So I'm sure they got the feeling. But when we were going down that street, it felt like, I mean, I picked out 100 people that I made eye contact with. Like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
That's my neighbor.
Yeah,
that's my
cool.
friend. And it was that kind of... I just think that there's that kind of connection between the fan base and the players. And they were all talking about it.
I've never seen anything like it, by the way. Your guys jumping off, hugging guys that they've seen at games and taking pictures and throwing down a couple of cold ones. Your connection with your players, I can't say enough. And I want to get into some of that. But first, Aaron Ekblad, I mean, there's a guy that's a free agent. He's screaming, Bill, can I come back and play for you?
I don't think he's playing anymore. I guess he's going into marketing. If you heard that piece that you played, oh my god, guys, hire that guy.
Oh my gosh,
no, we're gonna try to keep all the guys, and you know, I think there's a way.
Wow,
it's important to remember that if there's not, it's that's life, and we'll shake everybody's hand. I mean, it's almost. Not even really negotiating. It's more like mediating. We're going to spend it all.
Yeah.
And there's only so much to go around, and we'll try to get it done, and I'm really hopeful that we can.
Well, I will tell you, Bill, I like when those guys have had a couple cold beers. They made no bones about it. They all want to be back. Can you get it done for me? And please don't talk to Sam Bennett's agent and then me. How about Sam Bennett, man? The Sam Bennett story. I got to tell you this, Bill, and I – you know, as a fan and watching everything. I got a little pissed off reading all the writers about we're dirty, and I just took it. I came on radio and go, man, that's the biggest compliment. We're a physical team, and in everybody's head, including some of the Canadian writers and everything else, and Sam Bennett this, and then Sam Bennett scoring, and what he did in front of the goal was a dirty play, and when's the league going to step in? And I was really glad to hear Sam Bennett go, F you, we're back-to-back champions. I thought it was great. Does that stuff bother you, by the way, that was going on about your team? Chippy, dirty, all the other stuff?
No, I think it just happens. The nature of where we are in our business and the media business and clicks and this and that, I think drama sells. We do play hard. Have we crossed the line? Yeah, I don't ever think it's really intentional or, you know, our guys want to hurt anybody and vice versa. I don't think anybody does that to us. It's just you play hard and things happen. Sam Bennett has been a consummate player, warrior, and teammate. And that's a part of Sam that not a lot of people get to see that we do. What a good guy he is. What a gracious teammate. What a considerate guy. And so he's just, he is as advertised. He's a wonderful guy.
Bill, we spend so much time on talk radio. I'm guessing not just here in South Florida, but all over the country, talking about culture and chemistry and leadership and having the right guys in the locker room with the right personality. And I watch your guys up there while they're drinking a couple cold ones with their arms around each other, and guys that used to like really dislike each other that now love each other, the brotherhood, whatever you want to call it. Explain how you get that, or you felt like you had it from day one? Have you seen it grown? Help me, because we got other teams that talk about culture that are struggling with culture. We got another team, and I'm not saying names, that are saying there was team building all off season to get it so we can get rid of the guys being late and some of the other things. You don't have any of that stuff. Why?
Starts with Vinny, with the Viola family, who empower us. And this isn't just lip service. This is true. I've been told on a number of occasions there's no consequence for failure, because if you don't fail, you're not trying. Right. Sure, we're going to screw up. And the same thing with Paul Maurice. He says to the new players, I need you to fail. I need you to make mistakes. I need you to turn the puck over. And I need to get the best out of you. And I'm not going to be able to do that if you're worried about making mistakes. And I think that then the locker room appreciates it. It starts with Sasha and who he is as a person. If you've had any occasion to spend time with him, he is the highest character, nicest person I've ever met. And so as it trickles down, you know what? We're going to get scored on. We're going to lose. God, you stupid stuff. Okay. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't make mistakes? So we're not going to, I mean, if it happens 10 times in a row, yeah, okay. I mean, there are consequences, right? You'll come out of the lineup. Best players play. And everybody has accepted the fact that it's team first. We are here to win, period. You're a great guy. That's wonderful. I'll go for a beer with you. But if you're not, if there's someone who's going to help the team better tonight, that guy's in. And the acceptance of this philosophy by, for example, the guys in and out of the lineup was extraordinary. I mean, I remember in Edmonton after, I want to say game 5, Jesper Boqvist hugging Forsling. I've never seen a more sincere, genuine, and he wasn't in the lineup.
Right.
And so that, I think it starts with our ability to make mistakes and to try hard and then to know, okay, listen, we're okay. Keep going. From the coach preaching it and living it, and then from the players following the example set by Sasha and how to treat each other.
I got to ask you, Brad Marchand made such an impact, not necessarily at the end of the regular season, but what he did in the playoffs with that third line has become, will be legendary and talked about, and what he's done for himself. So you go to make that deal. You know there was a little bad blood going back to Boston and the Panthers and the hit and everything else. How much time did you put into the Brad Marchand deal once just with your team, with your coach, with everybody, before you decided to go ahead and make that deal?
Second.
Wow.
I mean, if
no
you
brainer.
Can get Brad Marchand, you get him.
Yeah.
You know, and the bad blood thing is, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't think there was any. It
okay.
happens all the time in every game. There's physical contact. Things happen. And I think that there's a level of respect that these players have for each other that transcends anything that happens in battle on the ice.
Yeah.
No, and indeed it does. It did, right? Like, and then, and Brad lost in his on-ice success and his leadership of his line and tutelage to the Finnish guys on his line was his impact on our room. And the energy, the character, energy is the best word. He walks into the room and it just, he takes the oxygen. It's the Marshy Show in a really good way. Fun, positive, upbeat. He's an extraordinary human.
Bill, when this thing really got turned around, now we've had three Stanley Cups, and what you guys have been able to do is remarkable. Now going for the three-peat, but does this all go back to the trade with Jonathan Huberdeau for Matthew Tkachuk, that you really felt like that kind of got things going and that was the big piece to start it, or were there other things?
We had a pretty successful year before that.
Yep.
I think what started was Patrick Hornquist. And when he came, he brought a winning is the only focus attitude to our group.
Wow.
But in a positive way, in a fun, hard way, and I remember the first practice, it ended, and the guys were getting off the ice, and he started screaming at everybody, get back on the ice. We have power play work to do. And you knew then
wow.
that if it's possible that this is a guy to drive it, and he did. And he's still, to this day, even in our meetings, on our staff, I'm going to see him this week. We're going to have a pro player meeting, and he's going to hammer us to be better. And so if you had to look for a catalyst or a starter,
oh,
it would be Patrick.
That's awesome. Hey, the other one, everybody talks about the relationship, GM head coach, the job, Paul Maurice, and love when he comes on with us all the time. And, hey, Bill, he starts with you almost every time and what you've done and you two working together to put this thing. Just talk about that a little bit.
Well, imagine the luxury that I enjoy having – the second winningest coach in the history of the NHL.
Good point.
He's become a mentor, right? To me. At one point I said to him, I'm never talking after you again. And he looked at me, he said, I've only done it. Let's see, how many thousand games times three periods? Yeah, I've only got about 5,000 up on you. And his wit, his brilliance, he's the best coach I've ever seen. And I don't think it matters what he's coaching. It's the way that he applies himself and presents the materials to the players. It's extraordinary and great person. We're just so blessed to have him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, so Bill, all this stuff going on, I know you got free agency, so I know you're super busy and still trying to get your guy signed before July 1st and everything else, but when you do get a little time. So you go back. I know you're a Pittsburgh guy. I've gotten the Marino story. My former teammate has, you know, got me up to date on you a little bit. Still a lot of Pittsburgh blood in you?
I was born there, and then my dad's from Punxsutawney, and then we moved to Wisconsin okay. when I was one or two, so I would have to say I'm a Wisconsin guy.
Okay, that's fair. Now, yeah. Did you get the Steeler Sorry. Blood in you? Did you get the Steeler
I
blood
do.
From your father?
Yep. So I still have, and we were looking last time. I couldn't find it, but I think I still have my Franco's Italian Army T-shirt.
Wow.
So that should tell you my allegiance to the Steelers.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Bill. I can't thank you enough, man. This has been great. Can't wait to see what's going to happen next. Do you feel like you're rolling hot dice? Have you whiffed on anything? Because everything and every piece you put in has friggin' seems like it's worked out. And I know you probably got a couple behind the scenes like that didn't really work out. But hey, these guys are a bunch of dumbasses. Give me credit, so it's okay.
No, like. Yes, all day, every day. It's a continuing series of errors and mistakes. And one thing that we enjoy here is from both the coaching staff and the room, and it's maybe the thing I'm almost as proud of as anything. When players come here, it tends to be their best seasons of their career as they look back, or you know, you can just look at it, where if they've been on multiple teams, their best years were with us. And I firmly believe it's from the coaching staff, the way they lead, they teach, they hold guys accountable, they teach, they lead. It's like this cycle. And then it's the room. It's the other players pull it out of you. They demand it. They demand your work. But they also allow you to be yourself. Yeah. And it's extraordinary. It truly is.
Guys love winning too, don't they? Oh my God! It's sure a lot easier to do business when you've been to Stanley Cup three times. And here, your guys, who by the way, your team. Nothing against your marketing department with the Panthers, but their job's a hell of a lot easier when you got that group of guys going out and going to clubs and hanging out and drinking with your fan base. I mean, that's hanging out.
I'm going to get the shots from the elbow room and then from the Coast Guard guys, combine them with Ekblad and hire them all to start a marketing company. He'll do the narrative over the video.
Yeah, I got to tell you, God bless the elbow room, which was around even when I was playing. So it's been around a long time, and your guys have been good for business there. Hey, thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it, man. I hope we see you and get a chance to talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Bill Zito, Panthers general manager here with us. We've got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. NBA draft tonight. Heat picking 20th. We'll take a quick break, get you caught up on everything. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I saw Big Eric. Yeah, I saw Eric and the boys at the game when I was there. I saw him. Yeah, he was having a good time. Well, listen, guy doesn't take a whole lot of time off when it comes to around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing. 36 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road daily, working 7 days a week. I always tell everybody, well, you know, the air conditioning business can be a little dirty, and what do you think? And I go, listen, I'll just tell you about, I know Big Daddy Lenny, we lost him a couple years ago, but when he started this thing, I know it was built on great service, and I know he pushes all the people that work there, like Eric does, to make sure you get the best possible service. We come out as quickly as possible. and take care of your air conditioning problems. We've got trained and certified technicians on those trucks ready to come out 7 days a week to take care of your problems. We've got licensed, experienced plumbers, the best in the business. We're the water heater kings and air conditioning units. We got a ton of them in a warehouse ready. So when you have a problem, part of great service is being able to install, deliver, and install the same day. Financing plans as well. We do it all. Family owned and operated after all these years. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them. Hey, man, they do a heck of a job. The next time you have any kind of air conditioning or plumbing problem, pretty good place to go where you're going to get great results. I want you to tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call, and you wanted to give them a shot, 1-888-349-6922, or remember the name and the billboards, Era Around the Clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.